The partial government shutdown is affecting federal courts differently across the region. WSHU's Charles Lane reports when the shutdown began, they had enough court fees to keep running through today.
Over the past 3 weeks, the Administrative Office for the U.S. Courts has been asking the country's 94 district courts to tighten belts and send back any money they could. Some courts are putting off non-essential travel, canceling drug and reentry programs, and having to decide if broken computer servers qualifies as, quote, mission critical. So far, the courts have found enough money to extend operations for 2 more weeks. The chief judge in New York's Southern District has issued a stay on civil cases. This includes several cases in which President Trump is a defendant. New York's Eastern District and Connecticut District courts issued no such stay. Charles Lane, WSHU News.